This is KCUR 89.3. The company that took over a small rural hospital in north central Missouri in September of 2016 is now in the midst of a battle over control of the institution, and the people behind the company are now dealing with troubles in other parts of the country where they've acquired struggling rural hospitals. In partnership with KCUR 89.3, Side Effects Public Media's Bram Sable-Smith takes a look at some of the controversies connected with their business practices.
Putnam County Memorial Hospital had struggled for years. It nearly shuttered in 2011, then again in 2016. And that's when a Florida-based company called Hospital Partners took over management. Within 6 months, the hospital had somehow generated $92 million in revenue, up from just $7.5 million the entire year before.
Laboratories, laboratories, laboratories. That's what I hear.
That's Unionville Mayor Charlie Pittman speaking last September, just days after Missouri Auditor Nicole Galloway issued her report about how the hospital had generated all that money.
It appears that Putnam County Memorial Hospital is being used as a shell company for questionable lab activity that's occurring across the country.
According to Galloway's report, which we confirmed through records we obtained from the hospital, 80% of the generated revenue went to private lab companies, many with ties to a man named Jorge Perez, a principal of Hospital Partners. Galloway referred her findings to criminal authorities, including the FBI. Perez insists he did nothing wrong. He owns a series of limited liability companies that have purchased struggling rural hospitals around the country. And he's remained active in the wake of the report, including taking over another struggling Missouri rural hospital, this one in Fulton. Here he is last September announcing the purchase to a packed city hall there, where he received a standing ovation.
We travel all over the country, and we see the same thing that we see here in Fulton, a town that's fighting to keep their hospital.
But last month, the CEO of that hospital told the Jefferson City News Tribune that the sale had still not gone through. It was part of a difficult start to 2018 for Perez. In February, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Oklahoma said it would no longer include four of his rural hospitals in its network after it raised questions about the hospital's lab billing arrangements. And a couple weeks ago, CBS News aired a report questioning still other lab work by Perez at a hospital in Florida.
According to bankruptcy filings, the hospital is trying to recover more than $3 million it claims Perez was wired fraudulently.
Back in Putnam County, Missouri, that hospital's board of trustees has declared its contract with Perez's Hospital Partners to be terminated, effectively ousting Perez's company from the facility just a year and a half after it took control of the operation. That led Hospital Partners to sue the board, as well as Missouri Auditor Nicole Galloway. It claims it was illegally booted out and is seeking $2 million in damages. Perez did not return phone calls about the litigation or his operations. But in an interview last September in Kansas City, he said he owned about 12 rural hospitals and planned to buy more struggling facilities, including one in Cedarville, California.
Believe it or not, a hospital was going to shut down this week. And we had a meeting with the board and I told them, you're not shutting down. I'm going to put the money you guys need.
But that hospital reached a purchase agreement last month with a different buyer, one that had done several million dollars in laboratory billings with the Putnam County Hospital. Bo Gertz, the CEO of that company, told local bloggers in Cedarville that he was trying to overcome his association with Perez, saying, quote, I ran away as fast as possible when I discovered how they were using hospitals. But Gertz's plan for the rural hospital also calls for increasing revenues through laboratory services. In his own blog post, Gertz asserts that the Cedarville Hospital would likely close otherwise. It's a reminder of the stakes in Cedarville, and in Putnam County, in Oklahoma, and Florida, and in rural communities across America, where 83 hospitals have closed since 2010, and nearly 700 more are at risk of closing. With KCUR, KBIA, and Side Effects Public Media, I'm Bram Sable-Smith.
Side Effects Public Media is a health news initiative based in Indianapolis that focuses on community-wide health problems. Bram Sable-Smith reported this story in collaboration with KCUR's Dan Margulies.